And now this is a dictation for Michael Jackson, June 2149, addresses a letter to Dr. Moon, M-O-O-N 463-1713. Dear Dr. Moon, follow up for Mr. Jackson, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit in April. New diagnosis today of extensive left-sided vein thrombosis. Symptoms already started 4 or 5 days ago with localized edema, inflammatory changes on the left-sided, no recent trauma or surgery. He's been camping, but his lack of activity has been the same as at home. Comes accompanied with family member. Other extensive review system was done being negative. There has been no respiratory distress or chest pain or pleuritic discomfort. Weight up to 241, blood pressure by nurse low in the 94-55. No respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no gross arrhythmia. There is obesity of the abdomen. 4+ edema on the left with inflammatory changes. No edema on the right, few varicose veins on the right. Next paragraph, medication list. I want to highlight beta blockers like lisinopril, HCTC, diabetes cholesterol management, on insulin and Monjaro. Briefly received diuretics few days ago, already discontinued. To start on Eliquis. Lungs are clear. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. This is from yesterday. Creatinine worse at 3.24. Baseline is lower twos, middle twos. Present GFR 19. Anormal sodium, potassium, mild metabolic acidosis, anormal calcium. Next paragraph. Today, elevated inflammatory markers, elevated D-dimer, normal sedimentation rate, procalcitonin, normal white blood cell, hemoglobin. It does have low platelets, which is new, mild at 126. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, acute on chronic renal failure, probably the effect of diuretics few days ago, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, blood pressure is running in the low side, however, he has no symptoms to suggest pulmonary emboli or right ventricular failure, blood test will be updated. Agree with the use of Eliquis. However, given the advanced renal failure, we do not want to overdo or increase the risk of bleeding. Normal high dose, 10 milligrams, twice a day, for a few days will be appropriate, then cutting down to 5 and eventually 2.5. There is no calculation of formula. Patient and wife understand that there is no routine checking levels to assess over or under therapeutic. They understand the risk for pulmonary emboli and morbidity mortality. We'll see what the next chemistry shows. Previous echo, normal ejection fraction, normal right ventricle. All is to discuss, end of dictation.